Picking your offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
If your crotch is bald and shiny, hey, we've got a cure for that. Try our tried and true solution, short and curly, no hat. Hey, I hear a winner's coming.
This is Rambo Merkin with Kenny and Carly. Kenny?
Hey, I kind of want to hear a little bit more of the song, because this is a specialty song.
Okay, fine, we can play it. Go ahead.
That I love my Merkin.
Wait, what the fuck was that? Bitch, put the motherfucking Oddcast on.
Welcome to the Oddcast Show with Dusty Angel,
Desi,
and Robert.
Only
on errorfm.com. Here they are, the Oddcast.
What the hell was that at the beginning?
That sounded like some like hillbilly shit. That ain't damn white people these days.
Well, it was kind of like, you know, an interrupt of our broadcast going on.
Yeah, that did not sound like the Oddcast.
I got scared. I thought it was our first episode again.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because our first episode sounded like shit, dude.
Oh, God.
Horrible shit. Stinky shit.
I mean, playing music as the intros and stuff like that.
Yeah. But I think actually what that was... There's been some drama in Oddcast land.
There has been some drama.
Drama.
I got a little message from Desi.
Yes.
Saying, well, Desi, what exactly
drama!
Did you tell me?
There was this podcast that was talking shit about the Oddcast.
Oh, yeah.
I got the link sent to me directly by the podcast. So I listened to it.
So they dissed us and then sent us the link to their show. No, that's pretty nice of us.
Yeah.
And, well, you know. Listened to it, heard it, and fucking...
Well, do you want to hear what they said?
Sure.
Ears bleed.
We're going to have to go, you know, skip through parts of the show to get through, because it was at the end.
Is it any indication of what it was at the beginning, if it is?
I'll just show you. We'll just show you, okay?
Okay.
But we actually have a special guest this time around.
This is them.
Okay.
Any guesses, Kenny, who it is?
I think we finally got Karen's mom on the show. Because I knew we were trying to get Karen's mom on the show, and then if Karen's mom couldn't do it, we're trying to get Mike.
Karen's mom.
But
okay.
I'm going to say
why
Karen's
is this guy so obsessed with Karen's
mom?
She's
a classy lady.
So let's introduce our special guest.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Karen Jewell.
I didn't know moms were special.
No. That I wish. No. She's a classy gal. She chooses crystal meth.
No.
Not crack cocaine. Crack is whack. She's
with
me on the opinion.
White people are funny.
Yeah, but we do have Karen Jewell finally on the show, which at this point, I don't know if I really want to say finally.
Hey, Karen, what do you think about this?
This reminds me of that Saturday Night Live skit.
Well, good thing we worked so hard to get
like
Karen
the two
on the podcast.
Boring
Karen,
ladies.
What do you feel?
On the radio.
Exactly.
I feel like I have nothing to say.
I feel
the
like
muffin
I wonder
ladies.
Why you guys
this
wanted
is,
me
this
on
is kind of what I'm getting from
that.
From
that
the
is
show.
A valid concern, because we're not sure either.
It does sound like our first show.
We're just taking time to
come
uh-huh.
It does. Like we didn't know each other.
Fast forward.
Please do. I'm fucking dying over here, dude.
They start talking shit towards the end. So.
What's more annoying than Karen not having 119 minutes worth
of
material?
Oh, my God.
We're spelling
Jesus.
119 minutes wrong.
I thought it
would have
gotten better, you
there
know?
You go.
No, they're on Karen. Thank you, Robert.
Can you please look up the definition of grammar, please?
Oh, God.
God.
Is this them?
Yeah.
Okay.
God.
What the fuck is going on in that show?
oh God! I have one little scenario here.
She's gonna pull out her little dick.
Let me get my notes, guys.
Hold on!
I swear, I'm just fast forwarding through the show.
But it all sounds like they're
we are
fucking
the
on
fucking
methadone.
Grammar police.
The fuck is the grammar police?
What was that?
We are the mo fucking grammar police.
Dude, they're all on pills. They're like, they pop a bunch of pills before the show, right? Is that the skit? That's
anyway,
their vibe, right?
I guess.
Carly.
Just listen.
Yes.
Are they high? Like, I thought we sounded high.
Blah, 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 blah. Grammar police.
Blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. So, you're like, no, that's you. You're like, I don't want to.
These guys have the fucking nerve to diss somebody?
Yeah. So, stand up.
Hold on. It's coming up, I swear.
But I mean, I came up with a few consequences of what happens when you can't spell correctly.
Oh God!
If you use wrong grammar.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Is this a grammar show?
Let's see. Whenever
The Ticonderoga number two pencil is
I mean,
the
if I wanted to go back to school, I'd go back to school and listen to this shit.
Here's the thing. Is you brought this up on the last podcast, something about grammar.
Heroin.
And I
definition
God,
of grammar is...
What the fuck is
should I get a pen and pencil for this fucking podcast?
Somehow with the whole grammar thing. Okay, so next one on my list, this one is kind of mellow, but...
This is like the 20th time they've said grammar.
You can lose friends because no one wants to play Scrabble, words with friends, hanging with friends. If you can't spell, I mean, it's a simple thing.
But, oh like, because if you're going to make a point, the next thing you explain should be what you're talking about previously.
Sounds like a nerd.
True, but usually if you misspell it because that's how you think it's spelled, it'll auto-correct it to something else.
Whatever, so. Mugger.
Ooh.
I have one more, and that it's called like
watch out, guys.
Mugger.
What's it called?
I'm a mugger.
I'm gonna write you a letter and with correct spelling
with,
and tell you off.
Correct was like I was it was my cousin's.
I was like, put your retarded back. Wow. Now,
I've had enough.
My retarded
like,
is
I can't do it.
We're
almost there. I swear, it's coming up.
Because last week we tore apart a podcast. Which I like how we're tearing apart podcasts and we're in show three.
Oh, this is about us.
You know what though? Let's wait till after the news, and then we'll get into this.
Okay, you bastard.
Because we've wasted too much time just getting through the boring stuff of
the
show.
Yeah, that was
boring.
But
we'll get back to it. Trust us, we'll get back to it.
My God.
We're
going
to get to the meat of the situation when we come back.
Tired.
Hi, this is Larry King. Tonight on CNN, Destiny Herrera gets arrested during a donkey show in Mexico. And one guy... One job for a full hour, right here on CNN.
No, it is not a mistake. It is errorfm.com.
Give us a call, leave us a message. Maybe you want to say something, maybe you don't. Maybe you want to tell us we suck. Maybe you want to tell us we're great. Any way you want it. Give us a call, 567-694-6969. That's 567-694-6969.
Good evening and thank you for joining us. And now for the news.
Oh, excuse me, sorry, okay.
Oh, that was boring. Okay, sorry.
2,000 years later.
Oh, man. Fuck. That podcast put me to sleep. Okay, anyway. On to the news. Maybe that podcast should have been taking this drug that this man is involved with. Man tries to pay for lap dance with crack cocaine. It says, a man has been arrested after trying to pay for a lap dance at an Austin strip club with crack cocaine. Authorities say 26-year-old Ricardo Luna has been charged with retaliation, resisting arrest, and harassment of a public servant. According to an arrest affidavit, I can never say that fucking word. It sounds like a black name. Affidavit! Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the club at 4 a.m. A security officer told deputies that Luna tried to buy a lap dance using crack cocaine and kicked a security guard as he was escorted out.
That's just retarded.
Damn.
I mean cognitively impaired.
Yeah, because retarded is not PC anymore, Robert. We can't say that. Can we still say cripple?
Well, we can't call people crackheads after they die.
That's right.
Everyone gets mad.
Yeah, exactly. I know, right? So what do we call them now? The soberly challenged?
Soberly challenged.
Soberly challenged.
Okay.
Oh, I like that one. We can go with that
one. Soberly challenged. So Whitney Houston was soberly
Yeah, she was soberly challenged.
Not too early, right?
Maybe.
Okay, real quick before you get to the next news story. This is not tasteless, but I saw somebody post a joke, and I want you guys to know if it's tasteless. Real fast.
Okay.
Whitney Houston beat Bobby Brown to death.
Oh.
Well, that was just like my last one. Do you remember?
That one came out like right after she died, though.
Yeah. But do you remember what I said? She said that someone said she was a very talented crackhead.
Yeah, very talented crackhead.
You know, John and Ken...
Yeah, they got kicked off
KFI. Yeah. They got suspended for like 2 weeks.
That's right. Yeah.
Do you know what he said?
She was a crack hoe, or he was a crack. She was something about
How
crack
much
hoe.
Of a pain in the ass do you think she was? Can you imagine? You're Clive Davis, and she has not been. She hasn't had her head screwed on right for 20 years. And at some point, you're just sick of it all. And so is everybody else. in the industry, all her friends and hangers-on, and just everybody who knew her had to deal with it. It's like, oh, Jesus.
But you wait to put the tuxedo on.
Here comes the crack hoe again. What's she going to do? Oh, look at that. She's doing handstands next to the pool. Very good crack hoe. Nice trick. What?
Has a little sting to it. It really kind of does.
And then you find out she's dead. It's like, really? Took this long?
Ouch. Ooh. Little sting to it.
Thank God for internet radio, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because we
nobody's
could call
suspending
her a crack-o.
Us.
Exactly. Cracko, cracko, cracko.
I so would have been suspended from my Amy Winehouse crowd.
Oh.
Yeah, Oddcast would have been
done.
Oh, I would have been in so much trouble. I'd have been groveling for my job. Let's see. A 73-year-old woman is suspected of being a getaway driver in a burglary.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Get down.
Police arrested a 73-year-old Barbara Mae West woman who they suspect was the getaway driver in a robbery last month. A police report indicated that West borrowed an SUV from a friend with an explanation that she needed to get it to get to church.
Oh.
However, West was at the wheel of the SUV when it sped off of the scene of a burglary just hours later.
Oh.
Police drove down after the vehicle and caught up with it. When it got stuck at a dead-end area of a street. Two men ran away from the car, but West stayed at the wheel and just sat there and looked forward, not acknowledging a police officer that was talking to her. She was taken to jail after the crime and released from jail, then arrested this week again on a warrant.
Oh, Babu. Jesus, Grandma, come on. You couldn't, you know, be smarter? I mean, but she did make it to 73, and she's... This probably isn't the first time she's
done
it.
It's a down-ass lady. Down-ass grandma.
But that's a gangster.
I mean, for her, I want to smoke her out. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fucking gangster grandma, dude. That's the type of grandma you definitely want on your squad. Because nobody's going to fuck with a grandma. No cops are going to search a grandma. So, I don't know. I always say have a white grandma on your side, but that's just me. What about this story? Man arrested for stabbing his roommate in the throat with a screwdriver. Over the air conditioner.
Huh.
Damn. We are in a recession.
I would do that. Sometimes it's so fucking cold.
Ooh, a 64-year-old man faces several charges after he allegedly stabbed his 38-year-old roommate with a screwdriver during a fight over the use of their air conditioner. The victim, Jeffrey Iverson, told police he had scolded Everett Bryan about having the heat and air conditioner on at the same time. God damn. Bryan then allegedly stabbed Iverson in the throat with the screwdriver. Deputies were called to their residence where they arrested Bryan on charges of third-degree assault, unlawful use of a dangerous weapon, and menacing.
Oh, boy.
Damn, dude. Come on. Like, really? I mean, are we that hard up for money, I guess? Are we hurting that bad? Is the economy that bad?
It's bad.
I told you! Oh, God.
Jesus.
Let's see. Chinese eBay offers fiancés for desperate single men.
Yeah, they do.
Let's see. You can find anything on eBay, even old books. Music, cars, and dates. Well, not in America. At least not yet. Taobao, the Chinese version of eBay. You can find women for rent, even fiancés. Not a date, not a sex buddy, but an honest-to-goodness fiancé.
Okay.
Why? The answer lies in the Lunar New Year. According to tradition, the Lunar New Year is a time when every parent of a single woman hopes for a child to bring home a fiancé.
What?
At just 100 yen, that's $15 US per day.
Oh, that's cheap, dude.
A young woman can rent a fiancé to bring home to chat up the parents.
That's cheaper than a real fiancé.
For a little extra scratch, you can hug and hold hands. And for even a little more, you can share a bed.
Chow!
Gross.
The service is expected to be incredibly popular, given the importance placed on this sort of thing in Chinese culture and the proximity of the Lunar New Year.
Call me crazy, but they have something called an escort service. I mean, right?
They just called it something else.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Rent a fiance. Damn, hey. Fuck it. Damn, onto the Chinese again. Okay, the Chinese are they're coming up with some shit.
It's because it's their year, man.
It is.
Isn't the year of the dragon?
Something like that.
Some shit like that.
The world's most expensive tea has been released in China, and it's made of panda poop. Chinese entrepreneur Yan Xi'an left his job as a teacher to pursue his dream of fertilizing his lucrative tea crop. He started off by purchasing 11 tons of excrement from a panda breeding center, which became the base for his first batch of tea. He got the idea for panda tea while attending a seminar last year where he learned that pandas absorb less than 30% of the bamboo they consume, excreting the remaining 70%. Panda Tea has a logo featuring a smiling panda wearing a bow tie and holding a steaming glass of green tea. No fucking thank you, dude. I'm not drinking panda poop tea.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Can drink Ram's pee like in the fucking Beer Fest movie so you can be a better fucking drinker.
Oh, shit. I didn't
that's
know.
What they did. Ooh, but hello. You have to do it in high altitude, and then you drink. If you can drink Ram's piss, you can fucking drink anything.
Nice.
That's what they say.
Nice,
oh, that's
nice.
So gross. So gross. I will never do that, I swear to God.
Yeah, right.
Evangelist arrested for having sex with a pregnant sheep.
You've done that.
No, have not. Police have arrested and placed in custody a 20-year-old evangelist who was caught having sex with a pregnant sheep. Resident
Ow.
Farmer who caught the evangelist, Gordon Giboa, having sexual intercourse with a sheep tied to a tree made the shocking discovery.
Now that's just wrong.
Giboa was a well-known evangelist and leader of a prayer group in the area. The farmer was returning from his farm when he caught the evangelist half-naked and in the act with the sheep.
Wow.
The assembly member said Giboa then pleaded with the farmer not to tell anybody.
Damn.
The farmer then untied the sheep and marched Giboa to the town square, where the owner of the sheep identified it, while some residents took Giboa and the sheep to the police station.
Wow, dude.
I heard sheep feel like women. I don't know. I've heard.
Oh, really? You
that
know,
sheep
yeah,
feel like
right,
a woman.
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean.
I guess don't know.
I don't have a dick, so I don't know what a vagina feels like that.
Feels
so
like
I don't
know.
Either.
Fuck.
I don't know. That's a little weird.
Yeah. Now that Rob will never try it.
Entertainment news with Destiny. So Kobe Bryant, you know how they, you know, the whole divorce and
yeah,
fucking shit.
Yeah, man.
Kobe Bryant says, I won't ever cheat again.
Right.
This time.
Right.
Again.
Yeah, again.
Since Kobe Bryant is making a full court press to save his marriage. Hey-o. He's been aggressively pursuing Vanessa for the past 3 weeks. She's not sure, but receptive. He's given Vanessa a very expensive piece of jewelry. They're not sure how it compares to the $4 million ring she got for the last infamous affair that
Uh-oh.
He had. But fuck, I wish I should marry Kobe Bryant.
Damn,
I mean,
somebody,
you
Destiny,
get you get fucking
it.
Millions of dollars worth of jewelry. It's like whatever, fuck a bunch of women. I'll just fucking
you're,
do my own.
You're
thing,
gonna
I guess.
Be old. You need to hop on it, Destiny.
Right. So, anyways, fucking Rihanna and Chris Brown. They're not back together. Everyone's been like,
they're not okay.
You know, thinking, talking
good,
about
good.
It. But according to his girlfriend, they're happy together and they actually live together. Rihanna just recently recruited
Wait,
her abusive
they live
ex.
Together.
Yeah, Chris Brown and his girlfriend, current
oh, gotcha,
girlfriend,
sorry,
they
sorry.
Live together.
Okay, gotcha.
But Rihanna, she recruited her abusive ex-boyfriend, Chris Brown, to make a guest appearance on her remix of her new single, Birthday Cake.
Yeah, we heard that. Weird. Still weird to me. Still.
I don't understand. Like, okay, a
I'm
couple
sorry.
Years later, you can, it's okay, you beat the shit out of me.
Did you guys read?
I still love you.
Did
boo.
You guys read the arrest record?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's lengthy and it's amazing the amount of times this dude beat her fucking ass with the clothes.
You know what it is?
It's
he probably
online.
Has a really big dick and he probably gives it to her good and she's just like, damn, baby,
so
I it. Can't let that go, you know?
You hear that, baby? That's why I beat your ass every Thursday.
You my boo.
Oh, shit.
Nobody knows how much dick. I love you. We got a connection, you know?
Did you see that thing on Chris Brown's Twitter messages or something?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, my
no.
God,
like, he
yeah.
He was getting it in the behind from some... writer.
What?
Yeah.
Apparently he's gay.
Apparently
what?
He's bi.
You know what? He's always been suspect to me. Always, always.
Possibly, maybe. Who knows?
Apparently he's bi and he's a bottom.
Wow.
Dusty, you have a chance now.
Fuck you.
You have a chance with Chris Brown. Ow.
Maybe
I would.
Christina
no, I don't
Brown.
Know. I don't know. I don't mix my chocolate. Well, whatever.
Yeah,
anyways, Charlie Sheen. Ashton Kutcher sucks.
Oh,
and
what?
He did an interview with TMZ and he ranted, well, he didn't say his true feelings at first. He said, I'm thrilled. Perhaps if Warner Brothers spent as much time and energy focusing on their show, it wouldn't suck steaming pile of ass.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
But then the next day he called back and told his true feelings. And
well,
he says,
tell us, Charlie.
He says, I'm tired of lying. I'm tired of pretending the show doesn't suck. I'm tired of pretending Ashton doesn't suck.
Oh.
He's like, I feel bad for Kutcher. He's saddled with a bunch of bad writers. There's nothing about it that's fresh and interesting. I forgot it's even on air. It's kind of like leaving your child with somebody and them not taking good care of it. So wow. He's, you know, winning.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Duh. Winning.
Winning. But that's my winning. Entertainment news, bitches. Entertainment news. That's a wrap.
Waka waka. Who wants to hear a funny ass joke?
I hate Facebook. Brody was talking about Facebook, and I hate Facebook because like I can't say no to anybody. So if someone tries to friend me, I feel obligated to friend them. You know. So now anytime I'm on Facebook, it's like being at a party with the shittiest guest list I can imagine. You know what I mean? Like my ninth grade history teacher's there, and my old boss is there. And, like, my real dad, who I don't know, is there. You know, like, it's just awkward. And it's not his fault. I actually friended him. But the great thing is my real dad doesn't know that we're friends on Facebook because he doesn't know I'm his kid. Yeah. So to him, like, I'm just the 25-year-old guy from Minneapolis that keeps sending him glitter graphics all the time of, like, a father and son hanging out of hands with question marks. Yeah, I don't care if I'm wrecking his homepage. He owes me 25 years of birthday presents. Fuck that guy.
Hi, this is Tom, and you're listening to The Oddcast. And if you want to email them, their email address is their name, theoddcastshow@gmail.com. Thank you.
No, it is not a mistake. It is errorfm.com.
Yeah.
We're having just slight technical difficulties.
Yes. Now, back to the drama.
Drama for your mama.
Now, I've been holding on tight. I kind of want to hear what these guys who basically put me to sleep, I'm still trying to wake up.
Their whole three shows.
We should probably remind you who this bitch is.
Oh, yeah, let's remind us who Carly is.
Yeah, exactly. Because Carly, okay, so Carly is one of the people on the
Carly.
Show.
Carly
called in a couple of months ago.
With our friend Michael Show was actually on the show also.
Yeah, Michael Show was here that
exactly.
night.
Exactly. Yeah, Michael Show, guys.
And we're back for more. Sound like SpongeBob.
She was upset that we were doing holiday shows because apparently that's all we do.
Yeah, like we fucking Arbor Day. Remember our Arbor Day show, guys?
St. Patrick's Day is coming up, man.
Uh-oh, tune in.
Green beer, bitches.
So let's refresh our memories who Carly is for a minute.
Yes.
So one of our listeners didn't like our show last week.
Ooh, really?
She said Halloween topics were
lame.
Passé. Lame. Repetitive, typical.
I think she got raped on Halloween. I'm not going to tell her this, but I think something bad happened.
Well, I'm pretty sure she's listening
Halloween.
Right now.
It's okay.
So I thought we'd give her a call.
Let's call
because she wanted to voice her opinion, which is fine.
Sounds like a bitch to me.
This is her.
And you can take this. I'm not a bitch.
What's her name?
Darla.
Hello?
Hi.
Carly.
May I speak to Carly, please?
Hello, is this Carly?
Hello, this is Carly.
Hi,
Carly. You are on the Oddcast.
I just want to say first, like, you guys sound like you're in a tunnel right now, just so you know.
that's because we're inside your vagina right
I'm
now.
I'm far away, way.
No, we're inside your vagina. It's kind of hollow.
Everything?
Is your clit big or average size?
Well, it's pretty much like a mini dick.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's pretty hard. So
okay.
That's
no, I'm so you come
serious.
you come very easily.
Do I come very easily? Not really, actually.
Really? Now, that's
well,
obviously not
no,
the topic.
Not the
of. That's obviously not the topic. Now, you don't like Halloween shows or you don't like holiday shows or what's going on?
No, it's not about the Halloween shows. It's about like, you know, oh my God. It's
don't you think it's good to strike while the iron's hot, sweetheart? Should we do a Halloween show in like June or
no.
What do you think?
No, I mean, you could do that, but.
Throw them off a bit? No, that would be good. We should probably throw them off a bit, dude. Like, we'll do a Halloween show in March. No, go ahead, sweetie.
Okay.
I'm listening. And open ears, honestly. I'm good with constructive
right.
criticism.
No. It's just the holiday shows. They get repetitive. They get, like, if you pick your kids.
So you obviously listen, which is good. You obviously listen.
I do listen.
So our job is working. It's working. Hold on. Because our soul, real quick, not to cut you off, but our sole mission is to have people listen. And if you're not listening, then we're doing something wrong. If you're listening, we're doing something right. I don't care if you hate the show or like the show. And what's great about the internet and TV and Netflix and everything is there's like literally a million other things you could listen to. But it's cool that you take the time out to listen to us on Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Air FM, for anybody who doesn't know. It's really cool that you take an hour of your time because there's so much. I'm on YouTube right now, and I'm looking at 20 things right now I can look at other than listening to our whack Halloween show. and I really just want to say thank you. No, but
I'm gonna wrap it up in a nice little box for you. Ready?
Go for it, baby.
Okay, I can tell you what I enjoy listening to. I like your guys' shows. You know what I would like? Robert to talk more. Uh-huh. To talk more. Maybe a little.
And
not
me to shut the fuck
up. Everyone knows about the lesbian stuff, but go a different angle. Maybe. And I would like Dusty not to say dude so much. And that's all I got for you guys.
Fuck. Okay. For you, I will cut that. You will never hear me say dude again. Watch this. I want you to listen.
Starting now.
I want you to listen to every show just to see if I say the word dude, okay?
I will
Deal?
Listen intently.
And when I see you, I'm going to give you a big hug and a kiss on the cheek because you sound like a sweetheart. I run drugs TJ twice a month, so I'm going to make sure I stop by.
Ooh.
You like that shit, don't you?
All right, we'll
give
a little more
bread
for that.
Yeah, see? We'll talk about that when I see you, okay? Maybe smoke a blunt or two. All right, sweetheart. Well, we'll let you go. Happy Halloween, and thank you for hanging out with us.
All right.
Thanks, Carly.
Peace. We love
you.
Does everybody remember that?
I
remember that.
I'm kind of a smart ass.
Like, that shit was fucking hilarious. I felt like we were bullying her for a minute. Because she said she was going to rip us a new one that night. I thought I was going to get my ass ripped. And she kind of stumbled over her words a little bit.
She stepped to our turf and...
I enjoy you. I listen. I listen.
Okay, so that's Carly. So now Carly started a podcast, or she's involved with a podcast. What's going on?
I guess she has this podcast, and I don't know what it's about because it's inside jokes and
it's
criticism
about grammar,
of other people
according
and
to
grammar.
Our fucking the beginning of the show we played.
She's got that dude Kenny. I think he's the board op guy from Heidi and Frank.
Uh-oh.
Which
I'm really surprised about, being as how the show sounds really not.
Give it to him, Rob. It sounds crappy.
It sounds amateur.
But
I'm surprised coming from Heidi and Frank that you would work for them.
But it's like
Robert said it.
It's the Heidi and Frank show, not the Heidi, Frank, and Kenny show.
So keep it
that way.
He makes like $7 an hour probably, which is cool. Hey, he's working. I can't say anything bad about the guy. He's working. But thank you for listening. And now they had a show, and now they're talking.
They have a show. They got 3 shows going on. I guess they're busting a podcast every week, so watch out, guys.
Uh-oh. They're taking over the podcast world, ladies and gentlemen.
Taking over, apparently. And talking shit about everyone, too.
Uh-oh.
We're not the first.
Uh-oh.
That was show number 3. I didn't listen to the other 2. I couldn't stand it. So
is every show dissing a podcast? Like, show number 1 was
I guess like an hour and a half into it, they diss a podcast. But they finally get to it after 119 minutes of content.
fuck the BS podcast.
119 minutes of content, and I didn't hear anything that was good.
You know Langdon's not really gay, right? Word above a kid.
Well, here we go. We'll I got some stuff of what they said about us.
Okay.
Here's something.
Okay. I know. Well,
it's like, we're on show 180, and you're like, we're in show 3, and we're still telling you what's wrong with you guys. Like,
they snorted some coke in the bathroom.
We attempted to tear apart a podcast, but this one I think will be a little bit easier.
They think tearing apart our podcast is going to be easier.
Oh, so this is a common thing for them.
So basically
That's
we
funny.
Gave them content.
I guess.
You're hating on us, so we gave you content.
The last half of their show was dedicated to us.
That's awesome. Wow.
We got like a whole like 10, 15 minutes. I mean, I know that we're giving them a lot of airtime, but it's just too funny to pass up.
No, dude, let's give it to them.
I mean,
this is fun.
I
go
just
for
can't.
It, Robert. What is
okay.
it? Go.
Here we go.
All
right. This one's called The Oddcast.
Uh-oh.
And let me just read you the show description and let
me see
what your initial
out.
Reactions are.
Thank you.
The Oddcast podcast description, completely polar opposites. And may I inform you that there's 3 people on the show.
There's polar opposites, north, south, and
west.
I'm
like
already
south and the prime meridian.
Exactly, the equator.
That is such a thing to have to be concerned about, right?
Because everybody pays attention to that. Wow. They're like, oh my god, this podcast, there's 3 of them and they just use the word polar. Oh my god, I can't listen, it's so bad. They misspelled something. That does not mean anything at all. At all, guys. I'm going to write you a letter.
They're so incredible.
I'm going to write you a letter. That's it. You're getting a letter from me. I'm going to talk about you.
Let's see if Carly can actually read.
Completely polar opposites come together when Desi, Dusty, and Robert combine in the show about nothing in particular and give their skewed perspectives on life, relationships, and comedy. Together, all their oddities create the Oddcast.
Is that?
Ooh.
That's it.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, and you guys do. You listen.
almost all the time, apparently.
That's awesome.
Actually, they're listening right now.
That's very, very awesome.
Thank you.
And I know we have their website up. I really don't think we should mention their name.
Robert, please, may you please read us their about me to their show? Because
can you change like
and
their name?
Can you correct some of their mis?
I'll say who it is.
Don't say their name. We don't want to give them any free publicity.
It said it in the very beginning, so it's.
It didn't say it, did it?
Yeah.
Okay, then rewind it.
Trust me, no one's gonna remember.
No one cares.
Okay.
It says Ramble Merkin makes sense. Parentheses non. Which, right. Clever. But it's funny. They go off on seemingly endless offensive tangents in which they berate nearly everyone, including each other. Wow, that sounds nice. Listen. Oh, there should be a comma there.
Hey, Desi, wake up.
There should be a comma there. Listen, comma, to witness the evolution of countless inside jokes. That's great. So everyone listening won't understand.
Won't even
anything.
Understand.
Exactly.
What
yes. Yes. And you bask, guys get it.
And bask in the awkwardness they create by digging themselves into hole after hole.
Oh, yeah. Dug yourself into a hole. I hope you can get
Please
out.
Please just continue digging the grave and finish yourself off.
Bury yourself 6 feet deep.
Bury yourself and get it done with.
Wow. Yep. I'd want to listen, I think.
I'm boring myself talking about it.
You know, they get kind of confused about why we're named the Oddcast, too.
Okay, so...
All the oddities create... What are we going to call this? We have a bunch of oddities, and we're doing a cast. What the hell are we going to call this thing?
And we have polar opposites.
See, this
opposites,
is great publicity.
But we have three. So let's add that to polar opposites, which usually means two. Okay, just play it, Kenny.
And then they go on to complain about the music we play.
Okay. Public pool right now.
Their program director is also.
Maybe. Because really there's something going on around them.
Uh-oh.
It sounds like they're like at a fast food restaurant.
Bad
or
aura.
An amusement park.
Yeah,
or public pool or something.
They may have broken
into a large crowd.
Pool, like and just like started up some barbecue, drinking out of some 40s. Like that is what it sounds like. So
yeah,
I just had it easy for being able to
Thank
point
you.
That
fucking
out.
Fucking snorting coke.
Yeah, I was going to wait till this little break, but yeah, I figured it out. It's actually music in the background.
That's good job, weird. Kenny.
Fucking bumping dance music. Yeah!
They just play
that's us.
Music over everything.
Yeah, we do, baby.
Oh, my God. So it's like, Dusty, can you hear me?
Dusty,
I'm over here.
Wait, Carly's talking. Carly's talking.
What? If like you're gonna say, if this is like a talk show, why would you put music over?
I don't know. Why would?
Because we have absolutely nothing to talk about at all.
Remix.
Well, I think
for a whole hour,
you know, 50 Cent, it becomes much more important.
Wait. What's I'm sorry.
Hey,
I can hear you for some reason. You added what? What?
See, maybe
I
can play some music in the background too.
I'm not really into.
I got something to listen to finally.
Good job, guys. The show just got interesting.
Wow, that's a good
thing. Oh, they took it away.
Is Carly talking again?
So it's like even if radio silence, at least they've
got Carly, the program director, is back on.
Like, a little bit of music in the background.
What was the topic of their show anyway? Can you name the title? What's the title of the show we were on?
Let's
Our Retarded Has Been Found.
Yep.
Which I think you...
I unfortunately had to listen to the whole show.
Uh-huh.
So I
went and told everybody, you know, I'm like, look, it's 50 minutes in, so I had to find where it was.
Thank
and,
you.
Because I'm like, I'm not going to let you listen to this because no one's going to listen to it if I told them to listen from the beginning.
They're making a smart reference to a misspelling or use of grammar that was improper.
Uh-oh.
Seeing as how when sometimes you might call someone retarded, you might say you're retarded.
Right, or you
But
are.
You might mean while you are. Apostrophe R-E retarded, meaning the contractual sense of the word, as in you are retarded.
Right.
Well, sometimes when people text people, they say you're retarded with saying Y-O-U-R retarded, assuming that you have a retarded in your possession and that it is yours and that you can misplace it.
That sounds... No, they would
and
love
so,
you on the show,
And
actually.
So they are saying our retarded, as in... You're retarded. I'm retarded. Everyone's
they're probably
retarded.
Loving this. Wow. And they're like, oh, my God.
Been found.
This is exactly what I want to hear. I want to hear. This is exact type of podcast I want to hear.
Something one out of 1,000 people understand. Exactly.
good way to get people to listen to your show.
That's niche. That's
you need more than groupies
niche.
And followers.
But do we have more Carly? Carly's very, very interesting.
Yeah, you know, she actually goes in to point out the fact that white people kick ass with words.
Oh, that's what I meant with the whole, I'm going to beat you with my words, guys. Listen to this.
See, this is the thing. When you're a white person, you learn to kick people's asses with your words.
I'm going to write you a letter because you disrespected me.
You want
to fight me? No.
Because that.
No.
Watch out, guys. Let's take this
to another level
real quick. I'm not this guy who goes around saying this and that about racism. I don't give a fuck. But that was borderline racist. She's saying that white people basically are better with their, which is true, but you're not supposed to say that stuff.
No. And you know, her co-host actually goes on to correct her.
Oh, no, Asians are better, actually.
That's not true either. There's a lot of fucking idiot white
people. No, that's the mother.
Oh, of course.
That's the mother?
That's
Karen.
The whole NASCAR demographic.
Well, a mother.
Karen Jewel.
For the most part, the
whole NASCAR demographic.
I wonder what her Jewel looks like.
I don't think they use words big enough to misspell.
Oh!
I think it's more widespread than that.
Motherfucker, we went to LAUSD.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was a burn. B-E-R-N. That was such a burn.
Burn. Sing.
And I'm sorry I was a Texan, y'all.
I almost feel like every time
I'm from a Texas.
This is the Saturday Night
Live.
Because
I'd be a Texan in a Texas.
Remember, guys, the Saturday Night Live when bing, zing, and they would do the zing and the zing every time they did the joke? I think that's what they're going for. Watch play. Let's see what else.
That was so
pointed
perfect.
Tom
used to point that out all the time. Oh, they're talking shit about
this. I just wanted to point out that they're talking about grammar Nazis right now.
What's texting?
Texting?
Texting? That's like when you receive a Texas message.
Oh.
People, she be texting me, and I'm like,
zing!
And it's a big text.
We Texas back and forth.
Oh, wow.
That's
she's retarded.
They're talking about this.
That was so perfect.
Tom
used to point that out all the time.
Yes, riddance, RIDDANCE.
I hate grammar wars.
RIDDENS.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to be a grammar whore when we're texting or
grammar
online.
Nazi, grammar Nazi. Hear the music in the background? Our show sounds like the shit.
It's like, I'm sorry I mispronounced the word. I tend to do that actually a lot.
Grammar
Nazi?
Really?
You're a fucking idiot because you have nothing to back your own shit up because I'm telling you off and you're correcting my spelling. You're a little bitch. Yes, I'm sorry. Because if we are going back and forth with the debate, let me explain this, and I'll try not to mispronounce my words.
Uh-oh.
If we're going back and forth with the debate, and I misspell a word, that means what I said is irrelevant to what the argument is about?
Exactly.
So I'm wrong. Even though I just burned you, B-U-R-N.
Oh,
burned, like, means I won the argument. You're going to be like, oh, excuse me. Nope. It doesn't make any sense because you misspelled this word. So no, I don't understand what you just said.
You misspelled peace.
I'm going to write you a letter.
According to Kenny, it matters a whole lot.
Desi, don't worry.
Apparently.
Because you
I'm
make...
sorry, but I. If you're going to make
Goofy
a point
again.
Via word, like, you should not, if you, and you can't have, don't have correct grammar.
Spit it out.
Kiss my ass, lick face, and dot R's.
What are they saying?
This
is when the heroin must be running off. They need to shoot up some more, dude. Yeah. Like, I think they shoot
that's
up.
That's why I say, if they don't have confidence and them not making any errors, like, while they're writing, I don't think writing is the proper medium for the in which they should be insulting.
You don't feel as if they should be watching and reading, George.
You don't make any points when you're referring to completely other things because of your word choice.
Good choice of words.
Your points if you're not going to use the right, like, words.
Because, guys, that's the only thing I have to defend myself.
Every once in a while, you walk into a McDonald's and you see, like, seven retarded people, and there's somebody who walks them around and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like they're hanging out. Like, it sounds like you walk into McDonald's, and this is what I hear when I'm eating my Egg McMuffin. They sound like three retards at McDonald's just hanging out. No offense, guys, because I know you guys are probably smart, right? They probably graduated high school at least.
I think they're in college. That's why they're giving us lessons because all day long they're just listening to the teachers and shit, I guess. And...
But yeah, I'm sorry, but it sounds like a few retards at McDonald's.
And then they go in to describe Desi.
Oh, yay.
What it sounds like to me is that she probably is hot-headed.
No, she sounds very calm, cool, and collected to me.
For whatever reason, I feel like people with bad grammar who may or may not be less educated tend to be hot-headed. And to like kind of try to go off and get crazy with fools.
Because they were raised on the street.
I was raised on the street. I didn't know I was a hood nigga.
Please, my friend. You just called.
Ooh, because I'm an uneducated hood nigga.
First of all, can't really do it. Desi right. Makes this girl sound like Corky from fucking that retarded Corky show.
Because I misspelled a few words means I am uneducated and I can't comprehend things that are going on, pretty much.
But that was pretty much
that's
it.
That's very good description of me. I love it.
That's fun stuff. That's fun stuff. You guys are nice.
You're,
keep
you're
it up.
Trying so hard. And I love the free plugs and yeah. I love that you were thinking of me, mm-hmm. Carly. Hey. And I love that just you know, you did this whole thing.
Feel free to call in, and if they want to, Rob, what's that number?
It's 567-694-6969. And you know, I just wanted to also say thank you, Carly.
Yeah.
I hope I spoke enough for you today.
Yeah.
And you know, thank you for the download on the show.
Yep.
You are number 37,000.
And thank you for
one.
Having a big clit.
No, it's an overgrown dick, yep. Right?
Something like undersized that. Dick or something. I don't know. I'm scared. Let's stop talking about Carly's clit. But to keep the term drama tonight.
I do listen.
We're going to... Oh, who was that? That was Carly, wasn't it?
That's
no, seriously.
I do listen.
That's a new drop. If you guys would like that as a text message, as a ringtone, you know, give us a call, send us a message, whatever. I'll send it right
Carly,
to you.
Carly, do you listen to the Oddcast?
I do listen.
Really? Okay. No, that's good.
Are you listening right now?
Yeah. I do listen.
Oh, well, cool. Thank you, Carly.
Thank you very much. Hey, tell your friends about us, you know, if you want to.
Yeah.
I do listen.
You listen very well. Thank you.
Now, one
and
place
you know that show has a really sick obsession with the song.
Do they really play that?
They
I was wondering why
so
they play it.
Much.
Really,
it was one of their intros, and
really?
They played it on the show that they were talking about us.
Really? Huh. Interesting.
This one's for you guys.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh, I'm dancing right now.
Okay.
They can't see us dancing though.
Yeah. Now,
and the smile on my face.
One place that is full of drama is Facebook.
Oh, it's full of drama.
Yes, and I made some drama because I did not like a comment somebody said. Somebody on my friends list posted something on their page that I thought was completely and utterly just disrespectful.
Now, do you want to say who this person
We're
is?
We're not going to say who this person is, but okay. We made up names for them.
Okay.
They're called the lady, we call her Mindless Bible Beater.
Okay,
tonight,
so what we're
going to
do.
We are going to go into the first ever edition of Oddcast Theater.
Yeah. And the great thing about this theater is it's real life because this is really stuff that's been posted on our Facebook pages. And this is an altercation, that Destiny had with
a debate I had, yes. And I made my point clear.
Now, who are the characters, Robert?
The characters tonight are...
Because we don't want to say their real names.
No,
these are real people on Facebook.
But I will be playing myself as
You will
Destiny.
Be playing yourself, Destiny Herrera.
Uh-huh.
And I will be playing the part of Mindless Bible Beater.
Okay, you're Mindless Bible Beater. Who am I playing?
Dusty Angel. You will be playing the part of everyone else.
Really?
Judgmental Old Bitch.
Okay.
Virginal Man.
Okay.
Black Christian Woman.
Okay.
Raspy Voice Woman.
All right.
And Dumb Bitch.
Oh, shit.
And Dumb Bitch is my enemy on this.
Okay, Dumb Bitch is your...
The lady I'm debating with the whole time.
Okay,
and then I go on to, like, talk about, you know...
And then I will also play the Voice of Reason.
Okay. All right, this is going to be fun. This is an actual Facebook conversation, and we're going to play this shit out, guys. Destiny against, what's her name, Dumb Bitch?
You're playing Dumb Bitch.
No, but that's who you're. That's your
mindless
nemesis.
Mindless Bible Beater.
Mindless Bible Beater is the one that started this whole thing.
Your nemesis is Dumb Bitch.
My nemesis is Dumb Bitch.
Let's do it. All right.
Here we go. Okay, question. Not trying to cause a huge debate or stir up anything crazy. However, regardless to whether you're for gay marriage or not, my concern is that people voted for something twice. And the issue still got overturned. That's my biggest concern because when there is another issue that has the majority votes, does that mean we as the people really don't have a voice anymore? FYI, I love my gay friends and family, but just concerned with where votes stand these days. Kinda disturbs me. I get the whole fight, but bottom line, where do we draw the line?
I mean, what if cults start saying it's unconstitutional to have five wives? I don't know. I don't like the. I don't like that the votes are not being respected.
Judgmental old bitch.
You're right. It might get to that point and nobody does, but those are the signs of the times we live in. Just got to keep in mind that God is ultimately in control. And pray.
Virginal man.
All I got to say is God instituted marriage to between a man and a woman, and our country was founded on godly principles. We as a country go back to those principles, and amazing change will happen in America.
Black Christian woman.
Signs of the time, girl. Jesus is coming. Smiley face, and I'm ready.
Raspy voice, woman.
Hello. Mindless bumper beater, Bible beater. The people never had a voice. It's all a scam. Political, that's all. The government is full of shit all around the world. We're just in it.
Destiny Herrera.
Oh my God. A sign of the times? Because they allow two people who love each other to get married? Marriage is a joke in this country among the straights, who divorce like their fucking parties. Celebrities that mock marriages, like getting married for 72 days, ridiculous.
Dumb bitch.
Dumb bitch.
The people voted, and the law should stay put. I think the people that overturn it are probably gay, and it is the sign of the times. We have a Muslim as a president, and people don't obey the laws.
Judgmental old bitch.
You right, Destiny. There are many people who mock marriage, especially among celebrities. Line, dot, dot, dot. Very sad.
Dumb bitch.
Judgmental old bitch. The gay community won't be any different.
Destiny Herrera.
At dumb bitch. What's wrong with Muslim people and what's wrong with gays? That's very close-minded way of thinking. People are people regardless of what they believe in. What we should fear is people like you. Hitler thought white was right. What are your thoughts? I just don't understand your argument. Muslims and gays?
Dumb bitch.
Destiny, who said I said there's anything wrong with Muslims or gays? You, in all capitals, are very judgmental, my dear. Or maybe just mental.
Destiny Herrera.
You said there's something wrong with this country having a Muslim as a president and giving gays rights to marry. How is that not judgmental? You're mental, lady.
Voice of reason. There used to be a law that banned interracial marriages that the people voted for that was overturned by the Supreme Court, too. If the votes were respected back then, half the people I know wouldn't exist. Think about it. Dumb bitch.
But you're probably just stupid, and I can't fight stupid.
Destiny Herrera.
At dumb bitch. How is that a legitimate argument? You're calling me stupid. That's childish.
Judgmental old bitch.
I don't have my script. Judgmental old bitch lost her script. Dumb bitch, be nice. People have the right to comment on what they believe in, Destiny. Anyone can say another is being judgmental just by making an opposing comment.
Destiny Herrera.
Let's not forget what America stands for. Land of the free, free of persecution from being who you are.
Judgmental old bitch.
Yeah, well, America doesn't stand for what it used to anymore.
Dumb bitch.
So a molester can be a molester, and a thief can be a thief, and so on and so on. Hey, it's a free country. Don't judge. Don't persecute and be judgmental, old bitch.
Judgmental old bitch.
I love you, but I am not playing nice today. I will text you. Ooh.
Destiny Herrera.
Neither does religion. And yes, priests can molest children and evangelists can steal all your money. Don't judge.
Uh-oh.
Mindless Bible beater. Destiny. I do. I never said anything about being opposed to what was done. It was wrong for anything to be overturned if it was voted for by the people. What happened to freedom of speech? I think I know that I'm a very open-minded person, and I never directed my post towards gays. I directed it towards the stupid government and courts that don't protect our children, yet let pedophiles walk the streets. Don't protect women from being beat, yet let a mother who murdered her child walk free. We as Americans need to stand on something, and for years, it was our right to vote, and this is all changing. It has nothing to do with the gay or straight. but everything to do with the American.
Oh, shut it.
Destiny Herrera.
I wasn't directing your gay comments. I mean, I wasn't directing it toward your gay comments. My argument was towards your friend whose opinions I found to be disrespectful and wrong. I was merely trying to make her understand where I was coming from. Not trying to insult her, but she took it the other way and insulted me by trying to make sense by me trying to make sense of her opinion. How is it a sign of the times because there is a Muslim president? Because people are treated more equally now than they were 100 years ago. I take offense to that. You're saying it's bad.
Preach.
Not you, but the whole argument she was having with me. I don't think your gay friends would appreciate your stance on the subject because the campaign was misleading and slanderous and prevents them from being happy. Like what the guy said about interracial marriage.
Yeah.
Same thing. Your black friends might get upset. Just my thoughts. Nothing against you.
You texted all of that?
I didn't text it. This is Facebook.
God damn.
This has been Oddcast Theater.
Damn, Destiny. That proves that Destiny can spell.
Exactly. And I have a legitimate argument. Like,
tell him, Des. She's pissed. Tell him.
You know, it pissed me off. It's like saying, oh, well, you know, I have black friends and stuff, but, you know, I don't think it's right that they let them free.
That you're not slaves anymore.
You're not slaves anymore because, you know,
because that was a law.
That was a law.
Oh.
And we made that effect. And, you know, this isn't just a Bible or a religion thing. This is civil rights, okay?
Hey,
this
is
what we're talking
it
about.
Is.
Civil rights.
It is.
And you're bringing up all this other bullshit.
It is.
No, that you're being hypocritical. And that's why I got so pissed off. It's like you're not understanding where I'm coming from. I'm trying to make your friend understand, and she's attacking me by calling
pissed.
Me stupid. And you know, and
drama.
That's not legitimate argument. That's stupid. Like, come on. I'm fucking 25 years old.
Tell him, girl.
This lady was like in her 40s telling
I'm
me
texting,
I was
bitch.
Stupid.
Ooh.
Bitch, I'm not stupid.
Judgmental
I know what the fuck
old
is
bitch.
Up. People Brandon. May think I'm fucking whatever, a party animal. I look young, I have tattoos, whatever, but I'm not a fucking idiot. I
she
tell
got
you that.
Her GED from LAUSD.
I graduated high school and I understand.
Dusty, if one of your friends that you've known for a while,
uh-huh.
all of a sudden you found out that they think that slavery shouldn't have been abolished, would you still be their friend?
If they thought that slavery shouldn't have been abolished, that's pretty weird.
But they got black friends. It's fine.
No, see, yeah. Probably
but it's fine. I have black friends. My black friends would understand. That's what she was basically saying. Well,
that's,
I have gay friends.
That's basically what she's saying.
Right,
you know,
right.
I have gay friends. I have gay family, whatever.
But,
you know, I don't think they should be able to get married.
Yeah, you know what? People are weird like that.
I'm pissed off that they took away the law
yeah.
that prevented my family and friends from being
what does it fucking matter to you? Does
you
it affect your
are,
fucking life?
You guys are
but it doesn't affect your life. Like, you go
this.
On with your merry fucking goddamn day and let these fucking people be happy. Let them do what they want
to
do.
See what drama does to Destiny?
Yeah,
her heart
I'm
she
sorry.
Has to take her heart medicine, dude.
Shit.
I'm
hot-headed, remember?
I see the gays as the new black people. You know
yeah.
how blacks were 100 years ago.
We're the new blacks.
You guys are. You
but
guys really
going
are.
Through our own,
no, take
like,
a bow. Hold on, take a bow real quick, guys. You guys are the new blacks. You guys should like start. You guys start fads now.
Blacks
and shit.
Had to do it. Interracials had
exactly.
to do it. Women had to do it. And now gays have to do it.
Now, Rob, we have a old. In the '50s, they used to make these weird propaganda films
mm-hmm.
about you know, of course, drugs and this and that. And one of them was, a lot of them were about gay people and how gays were stalking the streets looking for little boys, and it's really weird. So we got this clip. From this 1950s gay propaganda.
Here we go.
It's pretty scary.
That looks innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet
uh-oh.
The eye.
I've seen
so
this.
So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly. One never knows when the homosexual is about.
We're looking everywhere.
Case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride.
Uh-oh.
You know, they're pouring to start out
that
way.
Exactly. So
he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation.
Hey, boy, what's
uh-oh.
Going on?
In fact, he seemed
who
like a real nice
home?
Guy.
In the 50s,
Jimmy
apparently,
didn't
was cool.
know that
big.
Ralph was sick.
Uh-oh, he's sick.
A sickness that was not visible like smallpox.
He's sick.
But no less dangerous and contagious.
Uh-oh.
A sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual.
Uh-oh.
A person who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex.
I demand it.
Ah, shit. That's
so
why
no
you guys look at me like
you
that.
You meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly. If they try to win your confidence too quickly.
They might try to stick their wiener in you.
Personal. One never knows when the homosexual is about.
Ooh.
He may appear normal.
You guys are about.
Watch out for the homosexuals. They're going to stick their wieners in you guys.
We're abound.
White
people from the 50s, you better write that guy a letter.
Oh, shit.
You better tell him.
Make sure you spell everything right.
You better tell him not to touch you in the booty.
Otherwise, the motherfucking grandma police will come and get you.
And otherwise, the guy's not going to understand what you're telling him. And he's like, oh, I didn't know you were telling me not to poke you in the booty.
Scary.
You misspelled a word. Poke, poke, poke.
That's.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Right?
No, that's bad stuff, dude, because that's how people used to think of you guys, like. I mean, even today, sadly, people still think homosexuals are about.
But they thought, like, all the rapists and all the murderers were, like, homosexuals. Like, they were such bad people. Like, really? I've met a lot of homosexuals that are the nicest fucking people I've
really?
Ever met.
Name
I mean,
one.
Some are bitches.
I'm just playing.
I mean, trust me, some some gay guys can be fucking bitches worse than fucking a girl in her rag.
Yeah, yeah.
But then there are some that are just really kind and nice and friendly and open, and that's cool. I
True.
Like people that are themselves and not afraid to be themselves.
Right, right.
And a lot of gay people are. So.
They're no bitchier than women. I mean, there's some pretty bitchy women out there, and it just probably seems weird because they're guys.
You know what? It's what we see on
but
TV.
But it's almost like, you know, you're trying to be a girl too. So I feel like sometimes some of them kind of dramatize it a little bit and act a little more bitchier than a girl. Because sometimes I can't take it. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, like a girl wouldn't be all like, Dada. We're vindictive little bitches. We don't do it in your face. We do it behind your back.
Exactly.
Oh, you guys know what?
Morris. What's that?
We actually got our very first voicemail.
Oh, that's right, huh? From our buddy Magnus. We don't get any voicemails for some reason.
And he wants, and actually, this can actually help the Rambo Merkin answer the question about the name of our fucking show.
Robert, real quick, I'm telling them where they can leave us a message because we need more voicemails. We want to hear more from you guys.
It's 567-694-6969.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is.
And if you want to be dirty about it, it's 567.
Oh, Jesus.
69-469-69.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. This is Magnus.
Magnus, our buddy Magnus.
Hi, Gus Gangel here, guys.
Oh, fuck you, Magnus.
What's up, guys? My name's Magnus. You should know me from Facebook. Whatever. Interesting question I had. Always wanted to ask, never got around to it. The name Oddcast.
Uh-huh.
It's out there quite a bit. I was just wondering why you chose it and what other names might you have used if you couldn't have used Oddcast. Thank you for taking my question. Have a good night. Later.
So I can actually answer that.
Give it to us, Desi.
Because when we originally started the show, we were called the No Name Cast because we didn't have a name.
Yeah, we were.
One day I was in the fucking living room folding clothes and I'm just thinking names. And I thought, well, we're all different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my brother's gay.
Well,
you know,
you
I'm bisexual.
At then,
and at the time I was, you know, I was all wild and party animal. I mean, I go out, but I don't do it as often.
At that time.
At the time. Yeah. I actually haven't gotten drunk forever, but... And then, you know, then we got Dusty Angel, who's half black, half white.
Hi, guys.
And at the time, we had a girlfriend. Now he's married. So, you know, you got his perspective on life. You got my perspective on life. And then you have a gay man's perspective on life. So what you get is the Oddcast because we're all odd.
There
so
you
that's
go.
Basically.
It was an odd bunch of people.
It was an odd bunch of people because we wouldn't normally hang out unless we did the show.
So, there Kenny, you your description of how we came up with the name was actually kind of accurate.
There you go.
Slightly, yeah.
There
so
you go.
Oddities. So we came up
but
with.
But we didn't call them oddities. You know, we didn't say that. And we. Called ourselves a podcast.
Well, we did use that in the
title. Not just a cast.
Well, we used that in the description, I believe.
We you know, but we weren't going based off of our oddities.
We weren't taking it literally like you book freaks are, so.
Yeah, you fucking.
We were going based off the fact that we were an odd group of people.
So there you go. We hope you answered your question. Thank you for listening. We love you, dude.
And
originally.
As a tribute to our shit.
No, you're not going to play that song. Oh, my God. I'm going to go shoot myself. Check us out at theoddcastshow.com.
RFM live at rfm.com.
And email us at theoddcastshow@gmail.com. Check us out on iTunes. Rate us. And don't forget to give us a call at that number.
What's that number again?
One more time. It's 567-69-469-69.
Yeah. Make sure you check us out every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
You know Rambo Merkin will be checking us
out.
Oh, yes.
On airfm.com. We're syndicated, bitches. Join the club. We love you. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace.